Oh man. Oh, it's some things going on in sports today. There is sports happening. You know, the playoffs are happening.
It ain't all about the beef.
Yeah, not about the beef. Make sure you guys make sure you guys go check out the coverage on Dead and Hip Hop. We were reacting live to the tracks. Also, make sure you guys go check out On Deck.
Absolutely.
They covered it as well.
Thank you, man, for letting us cop a squat in here and record our reactions. We had to do it in person because I just couldn't let AB get away with the bullshit that he was saying about Drake. So we had to do that in person. So thank you, Kev.
Yeah.
And Kev, we about to do something special with D365 in terms of the beef.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go back and listen to all of Kendrick tracks.
Wow. He lying. We listen to all, to both. We're listening to both with his biased ass. We're going to go and we're going to cover each track one by one. So we're going to start with First Person Shooter Like That. Both the push-ups and then Taylor Made and then Euphoria 616.
Y'all could legit skip the Drake tracks though. Y'all could do that.
We look, man, we gotta show balance on this on Dead End Media across the platform.
I guess the balance would come from Sheldon. Mm-hmm. Who you got?
Huh?
Who's your man's in this?
What, in this beef? No, yeah. Neither one. Cause like I told you, I don't believe it's real. I just
So you're a Drake fan.
No, gotcha. No, I just
thank you.
No. He's definitely not a Kendrick fan.
I see.
You know what?
Because if you're a Kendrick fan, you're going to declare that.
Well, that's
you're a Drake fan, you're going to do
it. It's the history behind that. It's FIFO's fault, man, because he didn't tell me how serious it was when I came.
He thought that was funny.
Don't be that fucking funny.
Well, anyway.
Shout out to the Dead End Hip Hop Twitter, man. It was some dope. They even had an old clip of you, FIFO, talking about how Drake didn't want it with TDE. I see you on a different side now, but back in the day,
what side am I? I'm on the winning
back
side.
Back in the day, you had a great synopsis of y'all go check out.
Still the same.
Y'all go check out the Dead End Hip Hop Twitter, man. They've been cooking over the last.
Hey, why you think my name is 24/7, man? It's all day, every day. I'm the same. I've been the same. I ain't changing.
All right, man. Well, we're here to talk sports. Let's go. This is the place where sports experience collide. Dead End Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Beans. Joining me on the show, we have FIFO.
What it do?
We have Shelton.
What's happening?
We have Spike.
What up, though?
And back again, only because I truly believe the Knicks are still.
That's the only reason. That's it. Bro. If the Knicks had lost that, we wouldn't have heard from Nick all summer. He would have been gone.
What up, bro?
What's going on? What's going on? And Ken, I disagree with you. Sports is not happening right now because if you're watching this Cavs-Boston game, it's what everybody thought the Knicks was going to look like in the playoffs. That, I don't know what the hell this is.
You thought that too?
What?
The Knicks was going to look like
that. Oh, you already know what. My skies are orange and blue right now, so I ain't, it's nothing but up for us.
That's it.
We up right now.
All right, man. Well, let's jump into the news we got. Let's start off the court. Darvin Ham got him up out the paint, bro. Mm. You know, I came on here last week and I had a feeling it was going to be over. You know, I was even a little bit critical about him, you know,
a little
throughout the season. just a little bit. But yeah, apparently I wasn't the only one. they let him go. So he's been fired by the Lakers after losing to the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs. So the question is that a good job, man? Is being head coach of the Lakers a good job to have? Because you already know what you're going to have to deal with, title expectations, LeBron, everything. Mm. So, yeah. What do you think, Shelton? You want to take that job, bro?
It'll be tough to take. And I think it's a tough job to have. If you're going to be there, like you said, you got to have some pretty big shoes to fill, and you know all the scrutiny is going to be on you. And regardless as to what's happening, you're going to be the scapegoat. Now, I was calling out Darvin Ham probably before even the Lakers were, but still, other than him, some of these guys are just lame duck coaches. And they're coming in there, and you got to understand, you don't have complete control of that situation. We've seen it so often with Blatt, these guys. Coaching LeBron is like playing with, co-coaching, co-head coaching. So it's a tough job, and it ain't for everybody. So that it ain't really an opportunity I would see as being a good job. I wouldn't want to do it. Not with my reputation and name at stake, because it don't end well for most of these guys. Ty Lue was lucky because Ty Lue got to hop around.
Oh, he's been hopping all right.
He's lucky because even now they're talking extension talks in with the Clippers. So at least he has a job.
He did get extended.
He did.
Yeah. Damn, they must feel sorry for him.
to Sheldon's point, LeBron has had 9 head coaches in his career. 8 of them have been fired. The only one that hasn't been fired was Spoelstra. Crazy.
Hey, man, it is what it is, you know. FIFA, are you putting your reputation on the line for that Laker job?
I like, if I was in the coaching range, I'm definitely taking the job, because there's not many more prestigious jobs in the NBA from a head coaching perspective, but it does come with a lot of weight. Like, the expectation is to win a championship, especially with LeBron there. And I think that this question is more about coaching LeBron than it is coaching the Lakers, even though it feels like it's one and the same. Cause the Lakers prior to LeBron, they would get rid of coaches relatively quickly. And now with LeBron, it's same old, same old. I think coaching LeBron comes with obvious expectations, even at 39 years old, for this man to still compete for the promised land and be the main guy on your team. You know, for the last 5-6 years, everybody's been talking about, oh, we got to play LeBron less. You know, we got to extend his career, this, that, and the third. And this motherfucker still keep playing 40 minutes a game. You know, so that's not a coaching thing. That is a roster construction type of thing, and also partly coaching, because you got to figure out what works best in terms of lineups. But I don't feel like they have the requisite guard play that they need for LeBron to be able to take more of a backseat, because I feel like he has, but not to the degree that they needed. Ken, I think what's interesting is LeBron has had immense success regardless of the coach. And we can't say that about other basketball players. Typically, it goes hand in hand. As good as the coach is, regardless how great the player is, the success comes when you have both of those. And for LeBron, like, he's won with Tyronn Lue. You know what I'm saying? He got him his only championship. He's won with David Blatt. You know what I'm saying? He's won with every single coach that you put in front of him. So that's a testament to LeBron. And just understand that if you're not winning championships, doesn't matter if it's 1 year, 2 year, you're going to be out of there. It's just the nature of the job of coaching LeBron James.
But and I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry. But my thing is, coaching that team is not like coaching any other team.
No.
And that's the thing that gets me.
Because LeBron's on it?
Because yes. LeBron is on it. LeBron has more control than any other player in the league. And, you know,
off the court, or we're talking
on the court? The court, LeBron dictates his minutes. You're not dictating how much he's playing. You can try to coach him into taking the back seat, but if he ain't willing to do it, if he wants to be out, that man check himself in and out of games.
Hey, but that's something that some of the greats kind of just do. My thing is this, Shelton. My thing is this: is that there hasn't been a coach to devise a system outside of Spoelstra that's not LeBron centric. You know what I'm saying? And I think that is an issue. And it's going to take somebody that already has a working system to be like, hey, Bron, I know what you do, but I need you to do this. And LeBron has to have that type of respect for that coach. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be a lot of those coaches, because LeBron is as old or older than some of the coaches that they are considering.
Right.
So it's going to be an issue. I feel like he has to go to, I'm not saying going here, because it's not going to happen. He already declined it. But a system like Golden State, where he replaces Draymond in that system, dribble handoffs, still pushing the rock, still being the primary playmaker, but he knows he doesn't have to score. He could focus on all of those other things and score when he needs to. But he's never played in a system like that. He's never trusted anybody. He didn't even really trust Spoelstra like that, right? I always tell this story. When I realized that Miami was greater than LeBron, because LeBron has been greater than every place he's ever been, was, I'll never forget, it was a holiday game. It was against the San Antonio Spurs. D-Wade and LeBron sat out for injury reasons or whatever. You know, D-Wade was having knee issues. And you got to see the offense play out, because it wasn't just two great perimeter guys just doing what they saw that nobody else can do. It's they, because Chris Bosh isn't quote unquote a playmaker. Like, you gotta work the system to get him the ball in his position. And when I saw how the offense was attacking, and I'm like, oh man, like Spoelstra has a system. It's the only time that I've seen LeBron actually play in a system. So it's going to be difficult for any head coach to go in there and implement what they want to do. It's going to be LeBron centric. It's just, it is.
Would it be for you if you took, you taking the job?
If the Cowboys Lou said hell not of this job.
Shit, that should guarantee money.
FIFA was supposed to say all the reasons why you should take it, and he said every reason why you should.
Why you shouldn't. I agree. That's what I was gonna ask y'all. Like, as more NBA like fans than I am, why is it, why y'all so focused on LeBron when you're talking about someone that got 1 or 2 years left? And I'm the Lakers. I want somebody that's gonna be able to coach even after LeBron's gone. Y'all talking about someone that's got to come in and cater to a system of a dude who's 40 years old. Like, why would I do that if I'm the Lakers, one, as an organization, and two, if I'm that coach? Like, why do I have because to do that? And on top of that, real quick, LeBron can leave. You can go, bro. Mm-hmm. We don't really, like, I won't say we don't need you, but you don't have to be here if you feel like that you don't fit into the system.
That's the
issue.
So
with everything that I was, if I was the Lakers, I would go after Spo. I would offer him the most money.
He's not leaving.
I could offer him to leave Miami.
Spo's not leaving.
He does. If you want to be a great coach and take the Lakers to fame,
but see,
you go, winning in LA is a lot different than winning in Miami. So I would tell LeBron, this is what he's doing.
But out of that Miami camp, it's loyalty over everything.
I don't believe that.
How don't you not believe
that? He just stabbed Jimmy Butler in the back this week.
That's different, though. That's different. Players are different.
How is that different?
Is because look at Miami's organization.
Yeah,
because
it's their way of the highway, and Jimmy was bucking the system.
How?
He like he said.
Y'all think it's cool for Pat Riley to do that?
I don't think
he did it with D-Wade.
But that's him. He's saying that no man is bigger.
And again, that goes to my point. That's not loyalty. So if I'm Eric Spoelstra and I can take the Lakers job and I can be Pat Riley, I can oversee what you've done and go to LA and win.
But
if I was LA, I want Spoelstra to come coach me.
That's the thing about LA, is that as long as there's a bus in the front office, nobody's going to come in there and have final say. Pat Riley has final say whatever happens with the Miami Heat. Spoelstra's not going to leave Miami and have more power in LA than he does in Miami.
That's possible, though.
Man, it's not possible.
How is that not possible?
Genie,
if I'm a bus and I tell him you're going to have more power here.
Because what's going to happen is there's going to come a power dynamic, and Genie Bus is going to put her foot down and nobody's going to tell her nothing. That's what's going
to
happen.
I think the same thing happens to Spoelstra in Miami.
Hell nah.
Too. In Miami.
Nah. You know why?
Like, if Pat Riley come in and put his foot down, nobody's going to be able to tell him
But
nothing.
He's Pat. He knows, guaranteed, I'm Pat Riley's right-hand man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Sure.
But I can go be the man in LA.
Nah. You're not.
Nah. Nothing. He's already solidified himself as a Miami legend. That man could have a statue outside
we
that place
about
right
the
now.
Heat, though. We ain't even like, we talking about the Heat versus the Lakers. It's like the Eagles and the Cowboys.
But what I'm saying is you gotta go make something out of that rubble. You know what I'm saying? Cause you think about it.
But LA, I'm Eric Spoelstra. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's one of those guys. If he leaves there, and again, this is completely hypothetical. I'm speaking more so from the Lakers and the question that you asked, Ken. I would go after a coach like that. I'm not worried about who can coach LeBron and LeBron's system. Bro, you 40 years old. If you want to stay, and you got to get in how you fit in. But I'm not hiring someone who's going to succeed to what you want to do.
But see, I thought you knew better than that, though. You know this business, and you can't let Bron go out of LA right now.
I ain't saying you can.
Bron got to retire a Laker.
Kick rocks, nigga.
That's why you saw Genie busting them hugged up on him. Yeah. You need Bron, because this is your business.
Nah, you the Lakers, though. You don't need Bron. You would like to have him.
So if it's not Bron, then it's who?
Huh? Yeah,
if it's not LeBron, then who?
It's the Lakers. It's whoever else they wanted to be.
Not right now.
It's whoever else they wanted to be.
If LeBron leaves a free agency tomorrow,
right?
Who is replacing LeBron?
Whoever they want to replace him, bro.
No, it ain't that simple.
It's the Lakers. Y'all know that.
You still up there as the Lakers, but it still takes a hit.
100%. LeBron is not bigger than the Lakers.
He is.
No, no, no. He's not bigger than the Lakers, but he makes the Lakers bigger.
In modern times, he is.
No, he's not. LeBron James is not bigger than the Lakers.
He's not bigger than the Lakers. That's the reason
he went to the Lakers, because he's not bigger than the Lakers.
You got the biggest player on the biggest team. But when you take one away, you still lose. Regardless, it's a loss.
If you LeBron, I'm still the biggest team.
Wherever LeBron goes, there's a stimulus package attached to LeBron. If he goes, everything around your organization goes up.
Yes.
Even at year 40.
But it don't put us on the Lakers level.
But the Lakers, the Lakers drops down.
He can go to any one of the other 30, well, however many franchises in the NBA, and it's not going to put them on the Lakers level.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that their positive is more positive than and the Lakers negative is going to be, it's going to drop tremendously.
It's going to drop. Well, regardless,
it's going to lose. If right now LeBron leaves and they sign Paul George to LeBron's money, them boys ain't making the playoffs.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You sure they're not making the playoffs with
you know how I know? Because I told you at the beginning of the damn season, or whenever they made the James Harden trade, Clippers wasn't going nowhere. Playoff P.
They made the playoffs.
Playoff P. Bro,
they made the playoffs.
That boys lost in the first round. How many times they got to lose in the first 22 round?
22 straight games in the regular season.
But they lost
season.
In the first round.
So did LeBron.
We're talking about playoffs, though.
So did LeBron.
But we're talking about playoffs. With LeBron, you still have an expectation of championship contention.
Bro, they
not
got
championship
swept.
Favorites, but championship contention.
They got swept.
You swap LeBron for playoff P, you're not making the playoffs, bro.
I don't agree with that. They got swept in the first round.
But Luke,
I take LeBron out. Who's
Luke? Like the thing is, well, for your the reason you're making a lot of sense, but your conclusion is not what's going to actually happen. Like there's no fucking reason why the Lakers should build around a 40-year-old man who's literally 1 to 2 years away from retiring. Logically, that makes sense. And logically, you would want to hire somebody to do a job for a long time, not just for a short time. But that's the reason why you can't just tell LeBron to go, because it's the Lakers and they got more to sell than just winning basketball. They actually got to sell tickets, and he's the biggest draw that they got. Without LeBron, they don't win, which means they ain't out selling tickets. With LeBron, they just not going to win championships, but they are going to sell tickets. So it's just like, do you want to make money or do you want to make everybody happy? And they rather make money because that's the bus family. That's all they got. But Darwin Ham is just going to be another one. You're going to add about two more coaches on LeBron's list of who he killed as far as coaches by the time he retires. Because whoever take this job, if J.J. Redick take this job, you know he's going to be fired in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Outside of Spoelstra. Outside of maybe Ty Lue, if the Lakers actually decide to pay him instead of what the Clippers want to do, which is pay him regardless if they're good or not, there's nobody else that's going to be able to coach this man. Like, again, he is the only man who could say I'm a grown ass man and actually mean something. Like, LeBron James is a grown ass man amongst grown ass men. Like, he is going to control that whole situation until he retired. Man, that's why it's a horrible job, because no one's going to be in control.
That's what going to the Lakers was supposed to, like, they weren't supposed to let him be able to do this. And they fall into this trap Nick just said.
But this is why I'm saying
LeBron, we shouldn't be subject to LeBron James.
You are, though.
Yeah.
Because he's the greatest of this generation.
You're paying for the success you achieved. And success, by success, I mean, A, you won the bubble championship, but the success of a growing fan base, keeping you relevant when teams like the Clippers came out of nowhere and are starting to make a push. They're building a new arena. You're trying to keep your profit share of LA. You got Golden State with Steph. You're right. They still are the top dog, but you got these other people nipping at their heels. LeBron is what keeps them over the edge. You got the biggest story in sports right there in your city. You got to keep him there. And dealing with that, you got to deal with all the antics and all the stuff that comes along with him. Mm-hmm. And when I say antics, I mean the coaching, because LeBron was like, give me the clipboard, man. Took the clipboard from the coach. He also was I seen him tell Austin Reeves on a couple times, hey, let's go in the game. He made him get off the bench and come in the game with him when he decided to get in the game. It's crazy to watch. I'm like, he's had control, but that's what he's done this whole time. So
Lou is all thinking. He's thinking about winning. That's all Lou thinking about. He's thinking about it from a basketball, like me doing my job. That's not how you deal with the Lakers. You could deal with other teams like that because they ain't got shit that the Lakers got. When you're dealing with the Lakers, you're thinking about other things outside of just winning games. That's why it don't make sense, but it does.
Can't hear Nick.
But you're right. What Nick said, when you're dealing with the Lakers,
we can't hear.
Y'all can't hear me.
But to what you guys are saying, y'all are talking like LeBron is even 30 years old. That man 40 years old, bro. What are we talking about? 2 more years? So what happens in 2 years? They don't have draft picks. Like, right. Are y'all telling me they can't get free agents? Like, I don't understand the urgency in you saying, oh, well, LeBron James, we need to keep him now. He is. He got 1 foot out of the door.
I didn't say that. You're acting like
the Lakers need him.
They do.
Because, he got 1 foot out of the door.
Because, Spike, the thing is that you cannot replace LeBron.
They're going to have to replace him in a year.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that's his decision. He's arguably the GOAT of this generation, bro.
So you think the Lakers gonna let him stick around till he like Kareem and 45 and
if he wants to. If he wants to.
He's gonna stay as long as he wants.
He won a championship there, bro.
Y'all think he can stay in LA as long as he wants?
As long as he wants.
What makes
they're gonna allow that?
As long as he won
a championship there.
Because he puts butts in the seats. 100%. People are there to see him. We talk about.
He's still the biggest
example.
Stimulus package in the NBA.
You look at Tom Brady in New
they're
England.
Younger players.
And I know.
Younger players that are not as popular as LeBron, but if they go to L.A., then they will put butts in the seats.
Absolutely.
You have Trae Young. You have Paul George. You have Anthony Edwards.
No.
You have
Edwards, yes.
But even those people don't move the LeBron needle.
No.
They move the needle. Nobody's ever going to do that.
Right.
Like, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is I'm the Lakers. If I bring Trae Young here, I'm going to get a crowd. One, because I'm the Lakers. And two, because Trae Young is a young, exciting talent.
It don't got to be
LeBron. You know what I'm saying? You know
well, why we Trae need to Young move on put, to the next topic, too.
Hold on, Ken. Because Spike be saying some crazy shit.
I'm killing
shit.
It. That's why you want
Trae Young. Look, if Trae Young was that guy, the Atlanta Hawks
would be sold out.
No, and they're not.
What do you mean? LeBron could be playing here in Atlanta. Niggas still would even.
It would be sold out.
No, it would be sold
Nobody
out.
Nobody cares about sold basketball out. In Atlanta.
When LeBron comes, it's sold out.
Huh?
When LeBron comes here, it's sold out.
Huh?
When he comes here, it's sold out.
Because he's LeBron James.
Yes.
Okay, so if he was here, it would always be sold out.
If you take Trae and mix him with the Lakers.
No.
Not the Hawks. The Hawks are not a strong brand.
Can we talk about teams in the playoffs?
We can. Okay. You have a very idealistic view. It don't work like that, Spike.
I do.
All right. Nick.
What's up?
Okay.
All right, there we go.
All right. We're going to talk about the second round, bro. The second round of the NBA playoffs are officially underway in the East and the West. Which series are you looking forward to the most in the West, with Denver versus Minnesota or OKC versus Dallas? What say you, Nick?
It's definitely OKC versus Dallas. I've been having this little argument with FIFA on the side about Sam Presti, and I ain't impressed yet. Is what I'm pretty much getting at. He got all the picks in the world. He literally is basically an NBA factory for anybody who wants to play as the number one overall pick damn near. But yeah, we got to see how it is. They played against the JV team. I don't know, Sheldon, was that your nephews or was that your cousins in New Orleans? That's who they played against. I don't know who they are.
The creative players on the game. Number 99, who was that?
Boy, damn, boy. They had the longest yard of hoopers. That's what he played against. But now they're facing the Dallas team, the Dallas Mavericks team, with a hungry Kyrie. We ain't seen Kyrie play like this since that Cavs squad that went to them finals. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, like, this is a different Kyrie. Yes. I don't know what kind of conversations Mark Cuban had with him, but he literally honed in on what we all love about Kyrie. And that's when he just do him on the court. And then we got to see if Luka is going to be the superstar that everybody say he is. So that's the series. That's still the question. That's not a question no more. Can he get his team past the West? That's the question.
He's been to the Western Conference Finals.
That's why I said past the West. So he's going to be the best team coming out the West. Can he do that? Because they always talking about him like he the white LeBron. So we gotta see some LeBron shit.
Yeah, he is. He just don't run and jump like that. But the thing about the Dallas Mavericks, and you know, I'd be right and I'd be wrong. And I've said
what a revelation by FIFA.
But I'd be more right than I'd be wrong.
Fifucious.
when it comes to the Dallas Mavericks, right? Like I said, I didn't see it working between the two unless they got the others to do all of the things that the main two don't do, which is the nitty gritty stuff. And we've seen Dallas, especially in the last quarter of the season and going into the playoffs really step up. I've been talking about how Luka and Kyrie toward the middle of the season, they were both top 10 in efficiency and one-on-one basketball in the entire league. You're seeing what I was talking about, because I told you, you can't trust the Clippers. You can't trust Russell Westbrook in crucial moments for his entire career, as great as he's been, Mr. Triple-Double Machine. You can't trust Playoff P. This dude, Playoff P. I don't even understand how he came up with that name, because the playoffs come, he's not as good as he is in a regular season. We've seen Kawhi That's Leonard. Where it came
from. Can't trust Kawhi.
Can't trust Kawhi. Is he even going to show up? And we definitely cannot trust James Harden. So I don't know. Everybody that was on the Clippers bandwagon, where you at now? Mm-hmm. Where you at now?
I'm right here. I only support Ty Lue.
Because I told you what was going to happen. With the Dallas Mavericks, can they make the Western Conference Finals? Yes. But they're not a better constructed roster than the Minnesota Timberwolves or the Denver Nuggets. So I think that they can get there, Nick, but they're not getting past it, because they're just not built the same way.
So what series are you more interested in?
What series? The Wolves and the Nuggets, because we're talking about the changing of the guard is in this series. I expected Denver to repeat. I didn't pick Minnesota to beat them.
Everybody here did.
Everybody said Denver was going to walk away.
I did not say that.
You didn't?
No.
He said the Knicks was going to win or some shit. Crazy fucking cockamamie shit like that. But no, like going into the playoffs, I thought Denver was the team to beat. Seeing how Minnesota handled Phoenix in the first round, seeing how they handled the Denver team in the first two games, I don't see it changing. And this is the reason why. Offense can come and go. But, bro, I was literally on the phone with my brother, and I said, I've watched a lot of basketball. They contested every shot, even if I wasn't in the frame. Mm-hmm. You shot the ball, bro. There's somebody, like, flying past. I've never seen. And here's the thing, too. Joker, every time he plays, he makes that shit look easy. Got to run. I ain't got to jump. I ain't got to do this. Bro, that man is working. He's struggling right now. Jamal, look, I tell you this. Another point in the series that I was like, oh, bro, I think Denver's really in trouble. Jamal Murray was bringing the ball up past half court. And number 9, I can't, you know I'm bad with names, but their guard, a big wing that they got.
SGA's cousin.
Basically.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
What?
You said weenie what?
Wing that they got.
What the
fuck?
Y'all got to pause yourself. No, y'all can't keep
both looking at each other like, what was...
Oh, man.
Shelton knew what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah, I heard
But the wing that they got, number 9, I'm bad with names.
Nickeil Alexander Walker.
Him. When Jamal Murray was trying to bring the ball past half court, he bumped him and tried to make a move, and he was right there. He just smiled at him. I said, oh, shit. If Jamal Murray can't turn the corner against these boys, it's a wrap. Mm. Because Joker, bro, did you see how many turnovers that they had?
Yeah.
They're turning the ball over.
Right? Yeah.
Bro, they're turning the ball over. They're not getting the easy buckets. And then their best defender, Aaron Gordon. Left that man in the dust so many times. Bro, I don't know the adjustments that they can make. What it looks like is they're too old and too slow for this Minnesota team.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
It's a sweep. It's a sweep. That's why I'm not, because I called this early. I said, we all talked about dark horse teams. I was like, look out for those Timberwolves. Even though, because I was just like FIFA, I was half right, half wrong. Cause I said I didn't see nobody beating Denver in 7, but then all of a sudden I was like, hold on, but somebody got to watch these Minnesota games, because they lock it. I didn't realize how much of a defensive threat they were until we got into these playoffs, and they was like, bro, they was the Suns lost in the sweep, and they got 3 of the best scorers in the league,
mm-hmm. Right?
And this is why I was questioning shit about that Lakers series, about y'all niggas bitching and shit. I was like, bro, they can, what Minnesota's doing. They have the size to match up with Denver.
and they have the defensive mindset to do it. The Lakers just don't have a defensive mindset. It's just a LeBron system, and whoever just play your role well, and that's how that works. As a collective, Minnesota is on the sidelines talking about, look, you got him, we got him. They got the best switch in them ever on defense, basically right now in the playoffs.
That's what
they got the best. And then they role players, they bench. I sent this in the chat. I was like, bruh, because Ken called it out too. Denver got a shitty bench this year.
It's not
and in Minnesota, they got one of the best benches ever. Whoever, Naz Reid and Alexander McLean, the Mahern, whatever the nigga name is.
Yeah.
They balling. So I'm not surprised. It's a sweep. You know,
but you know what the difference is, though, in my opinion? Everything you said is 100% spot on. Is that the best player on the court is Ant Edwards. And there's nothing that Denver can do. There's no matchup. They put their best defender on.
You know what's crazy? And you're absolutely right about that. But first quarter, Cat was the best player on the court.
No, he was.
He and what I'm saying is now Ant is the best player. We're not debating that. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is Cat was so aggressive this game. Mm-hmm. It was they couldn't do nothing. Ant didn't have to do much.
You're talking about game two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Game two.
Ant didn't have to do much in the beginning. Now he took over, but Cat was getting busy. I mean, he had 20 in the first half, and there was nothing, like you said, there was nothing, and it was huge. The switching on defense, that's the key. You got somebody's long arm in your face every time you try to take a shot, and it was so frustrating. You could see it on Jamal Murray's face to throw the heating pad on the court. That's the craziest thing. You ever get that mad, you want to throw it. A heating pad? I ain't never seen that in my life. Very similar. I said Jamal Murray looked like he going against
Kendrick Lamar.
Four Kendricks out there.
I just
can't do nothing with him. And then you got like I said, the other series, I'm interested in that too. And you're right. The biggest thing for Dallas is, and I know I'm jumping back and forth, but the biggest thing for Dallas for me was the trades that they made at the trade deadline. That was huge to bring in Daniel Gafford to start at center, because he's scoring buckets and he's helping out down low. He's getting rebounds and he can score. He has a short jumper. He can make things happen. And he's a good complement to what you get from Derek Lively. And also you brought in PJ Washington to solidify that four. And now you got a 3-and-D guy playing the four and he's making it happen. So that was with big pickups for a team that needed a spark on both sides of the court from somebody other than Luka and Kyrie. So it's gonna be tough for
Ken.
I don't know, Ken.
It was a lot different when the playoffs started. I think everybody up here was talking about Minnesota was most likely to lose as a number one seed.
I said that.
Okay.
No, it sounded
like I was in the Twilight Zone for a minute. I can't remember. Okay.
No, Black Mirror.
I said that.
All right. I think so.
I said that. I was wrong.
Because
was
it sounded a lot different now.
I was wrong as rain.
It sounded a lot different now. Okay.
It does.
Hindsight of 2020, I was wrong as rain.
But what Nick says, when new information comes, new what? What is it? How you say it?
No, don't try to cool me down, nigga.
Yeah, they're playing, they unlocked the code, man. They unlocked it faster.
I agree with y'all. They look great. But I know we weren't saying, and me included, I ain't calling. Me included, I thought Minnesota was the most likely to lose early because we thought they'd be playing the Lakers. We thought they'd be playing the Warriors or the Kings, and we didn't know if they were ready, and it looks like they're ready.
I said that about OKC. Nah, that's what I said.
I said about both of them.
Okay. Yeah, I said I thought I was thinking Cat wasn't going to show up, and I was thinking Rudy wasn't going to show up. I told y'all I didn't really worry about Ant like that because I figured he would do his part. But it was the others that I worried about, and all the others have stepped up. And even Ant,
he's done more than he's and, done. Like you, like damn,
yeah. He stepped up. Like he did what Shaq talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you remember we talk about that all the time.
100%.
He cracked the code, and he's playing. He's playing with no fear. He ain't scared of nobody.
No, he knows he's the best player. And I want to talk. I want to touch on Ant just a little bit. Pause. that topic.
Talk was right there. All he had to do was say talk.
All he had to do.
We always got to touch
on the hard part six right there. Pause.
Damn. But look, all these words, this man know.
Hey,
conversate.
The thing about Ant Edwards, right, and Shutter, you're 100% right, but the biggest thing, in my opinion, is making the players around him better, right? And it's not necessarily on the court through playmaking. It's on the court through leadership. And sometimes when you're not the playmaker on the team and we say that you elevate the players around you, this is what we're talking about. The others are playing at an elevated level, right? We know that defense travels and offense, sometimes you may have it and you may not. But when you're reliant upon your others to be an offensive, like, key piece, if they don't have it, then you lose a big part of your team. But we know this, right? At least the one, the us that are talking that have played sports, especially basketball, when you get easy transition buckets because you are locked in on defense, your offense is going to come. Even if you miss three in a row, I'm not even worried about it because the shots that you miss, we're going to get back either through a rebound layups, or through a steal, through a deflection, through a layup, through free throws. We're going to make that up. And that is what Ant Edwards is doing for this squad. We know Ant Edwards on the offensive end is special. He's athletic. We haven't seen a two. He's arguably going to be the third best shooting guard to ever play this game. Arguably, he's on that trajectory. I'm not saying he is. We don't know about injuries or nothing, but based off of what we see right now, he's in that mold as of right now. Now, if he fulfills his potential, then that's what he's going to be. But what we're seeing right now is that he's holding those others. Hey, I need you to be here on defense. I need you to do this. Cat, I don't need you to foul. You don't need to foul. We need you. You're the biggest matchup. We're seeing those things and how it's playing out. And the man is 22. And the reason why I want to stay here just real quick is because I called it at the beginning of the season because of the USA basketball that he played. And I'm telling you that he's going to unlock another step in USA basketball. If when we see him on the court with LeBron, with Steph, with all of these other big names, and it's a close game, and he's like, give me the ball, move the hell out the way. Because we saw him do that amongst other peers of his own age group.
He said that. This,
I know.
In the last interview, yeah.
He ascended, and we're seeing the fruits of that now. Mm-hmm. If he does that amongst the guys that are transitioning out of the game, the LeBrons, the Stephs, to have that cachet to be like, hey, you great, Bron, Steph, Ollie, KD, give me the rock.
It's my time now.
Yeah.
That if that happens, if that prophecy is fulfilled,
yeah,
we're seeing the next. We're literally seeing the face it's of the like league right
Magic,
now.
And they it's got like respect.
Magic and Bird said that when they went to the Dream Team,
100%. MJ just he separated himself. Y'all are great. Y'all not him.
Yeah.
And that's where Ant is. That's the road that he's on.
Right.
Is that he is separating himself from everybody in the league. He already separated himself from KD. Yeah, KD older. Yeah, yeah, but shit.
Rickety, bro. That don't count.
But KD still get 30. KD still an efficient scorer. KD is
old.
Older. He not old.
All right, man.
He not old. Right.
Ken, I'm surprised you let FIFO say third and not fourth. Because to me, it's Jordan, Kobe, Wade, then whoever could be after that.
Oh, I think he's passing D-Wade.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah,
let me get through this year.
Passing D-Wade ain't easy, bro. Winning three rings.
I'm not saying it's easy, but I think he can.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you be right and you be wrong sometimes. The series, and then I'm going to go to the next question I want to watch is this OKC Dallas. Because I want to see this Chet guy everybody been talking Chet, about so much. I already know that. So we're going to see what these two white boys do on the court against each other. but yeah, that's that. But Joker, man, let's lean on Joker. MVP, two-time, rattled, then loses, didn't have a great game, but players step up, right? They bounce back. He's unstoppable. So are we looking at him to step up going to Minnesota? You got to get two of these. Not one. He need both.
I wouldn't be shocked if they won four straight. Just because I believe, I know.
You should be shocked. I would because be Joker shocked. Is supposed to go there and get you two at minimum one.
No, he said, yeah, no, I'm you saying, said
I wouldn't be shocked if Denver won four straight games.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I know what he's saying about Ant Edwards, and I know how impressive Minnesota has been. However, the championship pedigree of Denver, I still think is somewhere in there. Now, if they go down 3-0, scratch everything that I said, they're going to lose this series. However, if they win this next game, game three, I could see them winning game 4, 5, and 6 in a row because they're that good. And they have that much experience. And their coach is that good. And they got a dumbass player on the other end. And
let me ask you this one question.
Cat can do a lot of dumb shit in a series. What's the adjustment? And make them lose.
What's the adjustment?
I don't know.
You don't know that. Why are you asking?
That's Mike Malone's job. That ain't my job. I'm just hearing where sports and opinions collide, bro. I'm just giving you that. That ain't my job.
I want to know some X's and O's because that sounds nice in theory, but there's no context behind it.
You run your offense. You didn't get here. Denver didn't get here with nothing. Denver was put in a position to be where they mm-hmm. were. They're number 2 seed. Mm-hmm. And they did beat Minnesota one time this year. I think they were 1-2 against them. But there's all you had to do is make sure you keep the ball moving, stay in your offense, and not get flustered.
But that's difficult, and that's why I'm asking what the adjustment is, because what Minnesota is coming out and doing is that they're getting the ball out of their best player's hand, and they're making other people beat them. And that is something that they can continuously do. What they're doing defensively, they can still do. What are you going to do offensively that changes that? Because guess what, Jamal Murray? These guys are taller than you and more athletic than you. You're not going to be able to use your craftiness to your advantage as often as you typically do. Joker the same way. And we know that their offense revolves around those two guys. And the thing that separates Denver from other teams is that when they need to, they can execute. At home in the playoffs through 2 games, we've seen them not being able to do that. So that's why I ask, what's the adjustment? Because what you're saying sounds nice in theory, but I don't see how that comes to fruition.
FIFO, I think the easier question for everybody would be, who's going to win the next game? Because that's who's going to win.
Minnesota? So Minnesota gonna sweep this thing.
I think Denver's gonna win this next game.
I don't think Denver's winning this next game, which is why I think it's a sweep. Lou, who you got?
I got Denver in the next game.
Ken?
Denver.
Who you got?
I got Minnesota. I think it's a sweep. I'm just saying though, like this is a must-win game though, even though it's not like they're gonna be eliminated after this game. It ain't elimination game, but it's basically because you go down 0-3 on the road, they just need one more.
So you said Minnesota, right?
Yes. No, I said Denver.
You said Denver. So yes. All 3 of y'all is on Denver.
You the only person to pick Minnesota.
Nick, look, let's do this, bro. Let's do this. If Minnesota sweeps or wins this next game, me and Nick
that's 2 different things. Wait. Hold on, if they sweep or win this next game?
So whoever wins this next game, okay, right? So obviously me and Nick are on Minnesota's side, right? If we're right, you guys provide a bottle for the next show. If we're wrong, we'll provide a bottle for the next show.
If they win the next game?
If Minnesota wins, because that's what me and Nick are saying,
right?
You're wrong, so you provide a bottle. Y'all 3. Okay. Y'all get together, provide a bottle. We'll have shots. I'll Nick's put one in the air for you. Huh?
He going to Venmo him.
He's not even here, though.
I'll send you a little bottle, Nick. Yeah. I'll send you a little bottle. Venmo, you know what I'm saying? So
whoever wins this next game, if mm-hmm. y'all win, y'all get a bottle. If we win, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
100%. Because I think
Denver's going to win this next game.
No. When was the last time they won a game against them?
Other than these last 2 games, when's the last time over the last 2 years that you've seen Denver look like this, bro?
Denver, exactly.
This is a blip. I'm definitely bringing some
ENJ. Huh? Hell no. We is not doing no ENJ.
Hell no, nah, bro.
Niggas is not leaving the studio that night.
Bro, hell no. Nah. Don't give me that anaconda piss. Hell no.
Nah, I think Denver hasn't played this bad in 2 years. Mm-hmm. In the playoffs especially. So I wouldn't expect them to keep this up. I think Mike Malone's a really good coach. He'll figure out a game plan. That's what he get paid for. People accredit him as being one of the top 2 or 3 coaches in the league. This is what he do, right?
Yeah, but sometimes you can't outcoach a roster matchup. This is the reason why the playoffs are always so intriguing. Because it's not how good of players you have, is how do they match up? Look at Slo-Mo. Slo-Mo is what, 6'10", 6'11", guy that comes off the bench that can handle the rock. You saw that they had him on Jamal Murray a lot last night. So he could play 1 through 4 or 5, small ball 5. Jaden McDaniels could play 1 through 5, depending on the matchup. Like, you, Naz Reid can guard 1 through 5. You have multiple guys that are 6'8", 6'9", or better with literal, like, premier NBA length that can disrupt all type of shots. We saw how many deflections that they had on easy passes. That type of shit travels. That type of stuff is effort. And the way Minnesota has played like that now for 6 straight games. For six straight games.
Can they keep the mentality up, though?
I think so. I'd rather put my money on the team that's playing great defense versus the team that's playing great offense.
Well,
FIFA done touching it. He done touching on it.
He done touching on it. It's crazy.
How you want to do this disrespect? You want to run the vid, Nick?
Yeah, this
is a bit. Okay. Well, shit, it's on you, brother. You got one? You got a disrespect this week?
Yeah, this one.
They try to so okay. Walk us into it.
You up?
Oh, shit. I thought it was on. I recorded it. Shit.
You here?
Oh. Damn. I'm impromptu. Either way, the disrespect for this week is going to the NBA refs. And I'm calling them out just because they are taking the shine and light away from the New York Knicks wins. Right? There's cases to be made that we shouldn't have won some of these games, and I'm not liking it. All right. So they need to get their act together, cut the shit, and call a good game. Cause I mean, some of this shit is like, this is obvious shit. Like, bro, like if we don't get this way, go that way, I lose money. And I'm not trying to lose no more money. So they got to call them straight. That's what I say. And the refs is going crazy. They let Mike Malone goofy ass. That's the one thing I also want to extend is this disrespect is also going to Mike Malone. He's on the clock. All right. I don't give a damn if he won the championship last year. If he loses to a nigga who's peg leg, I'm questioning this nigga. Wow. His old coaching career. You can't be, hey, FIFA, listen to me. If a nigga can't get out coached on one leg, bro, come on. He got Mike Malone's acting crazy. He walking in the middle of the court. Fucking shit.
Mike Malone snap yesterday.
Mike Malone snap, bro. Nah, hell nah. My disrespect is to the refs and to Mike Malone.
Well, you know, I said this in the chat. I'm going to say it on here. They need to get damn AI refs. It's time for AI refereeing, bro. AI umpires, yeah. AI something. It's too many mistakes.
Don't do that, Ken. Don't do that because the AI refs ain't gonna let them. They ain't gonna let them play in the playoffs. They ain't gonna know the difference.
Well, no, I think in addition to right, like so, these calls that are like bang bang 50-50 in the moment, let the AI ref decide that. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't have the human error. Let the human refs do what they do, but these particular call, like the nitty gritty, you know, instant replay type of calls, like that needs to go to AI. Yeah,
replays and shit like that, bro. Speed the game up. They can figure out a way to make AI help AI.
Y'all want robots to just do everything. Y'all some. This is what happened in WALL-E.
Trying to help.
Y'all niggas ain't watched that movie.
Even if letting them do it in New York. It would make more sense than them trying to watch it on the court. Mm-hmm. Y'all already back in New York. Y'all watched it. If we go to replay, what y'all got? And then y'all answer and we done.
They ain't doing shit in New York. The refs on the court. They eat a bag of corn chips.
LeBron already called them out. Yeah. Like, nigga, what is y'all doing up there?
They ain't doing a goddamn thing out in New York.
All right. Up next, as we get ready to go to the second half of the show. The second round of the NBA playoffs are underway, of course. So let's go to the East.
The Eastern Conference.
With Boston versus Cleveland and New York versus Indiana. Which series are you looking forward to the most?
New York, Indiana.
It's neither for me, but go ahead.
New York, Indiana gives you a nostalgic throwback vibe of those series throughout the 90s, that though with Reggie Miller versus Patrick Ewing and all of the other people that were involved in those series. So I do want to see that, especially with Brunson doing what he's doing, 4 straight 40-point games. Halliburton, I feel like that could be a rivalry that could build. If we have a really good series, this could be something that could play on into the future. So I think Boston and the other one is just, that's simulate that one. Let's go ahead and put whoever in the conference finals and we good with it. But I do think that the New York and Indiana series, that's a series that could be the foundation of something special in the Eastern Conference where it's lacking a lot of interesting storylines.
I agree too. In this New York series, you're seeing Jalen Brunson come to historic heights. He scored 40 in four straight games or something like that. Mm-hmm. We talk about Ant-Man a lot, but we're skipping over this man, and he has been on fire. It's been a beautiful thing to watch. And this Indiana team seems to be rounding into form. So it's like you said, it's a much more competitive series than we would have thought going into the playoffs. And we're seeing different people for Indiana step up and play good. Halliburton, he got to play though. Man, he was horrible down the stretch. I think he had no points and like four or five turnovers in the fourth quarter. No rebounds, no assists. He did nothing. So you're going to need him to step up at some point. He's going to have to play basketball for them to win games. But I'm enjoying watching the Jalen Brunson show.
I'm with you, Ken, neither. I really don't give a damn.
Y'all both some hating ass niggas, bro. I swear, bro. Y'all rather say neither than say you don't want to see greatness. You don't want to see history right now.
Where is it?
That's what's happening in New York right now. That's what is happening, bro. Jalen Brunson
bro,
is doing something.
Let me ask you this, Nick.
Jalen Brunson doing something trash, bro.
FIFO, Jalen Brunson ain't doing something that we ain't never seen before. All right.
Okay, let me ask you this. I don't even want to address that. Let me ask you this. Do you truly feel New York could win a championship?
I feel like if we get to the Eastern Conference Finals, we can make anything happen.
So so let me ask you this. You feel confident against Boston and you feel confident against Denver or Minnesota?
I feel confident against Boston and I feel confident against Denver. That's what I gotta be realistic. Because Boston is playing cupcake ass teams in the East right now. I watched that game one against Cleveland today, bro. That game is ass. It's just Donovan Mitchell and us. That's it. It ain't nobody you need. They trash in Cleveland. Mosley, whatever the fuck that nigga name is, overrated, bust. He's only year two. Bro, he played like a 12-year-old around the rim.
He's not a bust. Donovan Mitchell is
yeah, he got a ball hog on his team.
No, he don't, bro. Really, Donovan Mitchell really is literally passing. He's literally passing the ball to these niggas. They miss easy layups.
They could probably win if he actually shared the ball.
He's been really good defensively. He's been really good. Mobley's been really good defensively every year.
Mobley ain't shit.
He saved the game for
he got a game-winning block.
Yeah, against Wagner. Should have passed Banchero, who I think had 30 plus in that game.
Yeah.
In a series with New York and Boston, who's the best player at FIFA?
Jason Tatum.
Oh, here's
the sign. Oh, here you go. Here's the sign. Here you go. Hey, FIFA Tatum. FIFA ripped that.
Spike about to lie.
Y'all know it's Brunson.
There's no way.
Y'all serious?
Brunson, hey, man.
Y'all ain't seen this man. Jason Tatum
might not be the best player on Boston's team right now.
Y'all, you know, he's insane if y'all think Jalen Brunson.
I was about to say that.
If we was on the playground and you put all the players from Boston and New York and the first pick, I'm picking Jalen Brunson.
Then you will be.
Yeah.
You,
I'm the same.
You,
I'm the
you
same
can be thing. On the sideline talking about I got next.
I got next.
Yep.
Y'all know Brunson got more dog in him than Tatum, bro.
And that's the only thing he has more
any
of.
Any clutch. That's it. He's clutch.
What are we talking about then in the playoffs?
We're talking about a lot of other stuff.
Oh, man.
I didn't realize Jason Tatum was averaging. He's the third leading scorer on that team in the playoffs.
There we go. Point proved.
That don't mean anything.
If Jason Tatum played for the Knicks, you can tell you where they would be.
There's
like
nobody else on the fucking Knicks, bro.
The Knicks would be at home right now if Tatum was a good, well-balanced team.
That's a good, well-balanced offense. Jalen Brunson got to score all the damn points.
No, he's good
enough.
Bro.
He's good enough to score all the points.
We got some good Villanova players.
We got Harden, OG.
Look, if we really being honest, the Knicks just got an easy path, bro. They got the best matchup.
Hey, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah, they're going to coast to the Eastern Conference Finals.
The most entertaining finals would be Minnesota versus New York.
What you got, Nick?
No.
First of all, Boston doesn't have easier runs.
That was Boston. Going to Madison Square, putting up 30 and winning his first championship. So, that's entertaining.
So, Nick, Well, yeah, because they're the number one seed, so they're going to play lower talent.
That's not what we're talking
saying
about.
Is, no, what I'm saying is New York got lucky that they got Indiana. And how did Indiana get there? Because Giannis and Dame Lillard quit on Doc Rivers.
They had to beat Philly, though. And people were saying Philly came in hobbled, bro.
But
people were saying Philly was going to beat New York.
And Embiid was still dropping 30 and 50, bro. Don't give me that.
But So remember when he threw the lead and busted up his knee? And the man just came back. I don't know how many weeks he played before he even got there. So that wasn't the same Philly team that was the second seed in the NBA.
That was not the same team.
That's that bullshit.
But it was still Philly, though. It still had to be one of the best players in the league.
And Maxie had a coming-out party.
Y'all taking a lot away from Jalen Brunson, man. And it is insane.
I'm not taking the thing away from Jalen Brunson. I'm just saying they got a lucky-ass draw in Indiana.
Indiana ain't lucky. They beat the Bucks.
Yeah, they beat that. They didn't beat the Bucks.
They beat the Ucks.
That ain't Indiana fault, though.
Indiana gonna do? They play the games too.
We beat the team that's in front of us, man. Giannis can't play, man.
They beat Pat Bev.
I'm just saying, bro. The Knicks is they can give Boston trouble. Because I'm looking at Boston
in the finals.
Boston ain't shit. Entertaining thing. Boston ain't shit with threes. And Porzingis is out still.
That's the scary part.
The Knicks can beat
Shocker.
Boston. Yeah, the Knicks can beat Boston.
They can.
Absolutely they can. Because they have the best player on the court.
Bro, Thibs got them dudes playing 40 minutes a game, bro.
Man, that's crazy.
It ain't gonna matter until the playoffs is over, kid. Yeah. That's when they can
It's gonna win. Matter in the third round when they get in a, should they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, that shit gonna pile up.
Boston got too many guns. This game tonight, first half was Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown the first half, and it was Derek White the second half in this game tonight. So it's tough because you don't know who's going to be taking the lead role out there.
Man, stop it. So you have more confidence in the white guy that you're talking about with the bad hairline, Jaylen Brown, or Jason Tatum. You have more confidence in them than you have seen with
the Brunson. The Villanova
and what
squad.
He's done.
Not Brunson. I love Brunson. I love Brunson, but it ain't just Brunson.
All right, hold on.
I got more confidence.
What is it about Jalen Brunson?
You seen him, Ken?
Because y'all are going insane right now.
You can.
He's playing great. It's a great stretch. He's a really good player.
But
he's one of the most important players during that Dallas run.
Right.
Yeah.
But slow down.
He's having to carry this team on his back. That's a lot.
And he can. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Since we there, Nick, who is more likely to be considered a borderline superstar if their team wins the series? I don't even know why Jason Tatum is mentioned in this crowd. So I'm not going to even mention him.
What's the question?
Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, or Tyrese Halliburton. Who's a borderline superstar if their team wins their series?
Oh, so you got Tatum as a superstar already.
Yeah, I think he is.
He shouldn't be included. He should Jalen not Brunson. Be mentioned with Mitchell Brunson or Halliburton.
Jalen Brunson for me. That's easy.
Who is it?
Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
He's in New York.
You're giving Tatum too much credit, Ken.
He's already ascended.
Yeah, but he's...
What?
He's played in the finals.
Superstar.
Yeah, Tatum is way better than Donovan Mitchell. He's led a team to the finals. He's disappeared.
That man pulled a Houdini in the finals twice.
Has any of these guys been there, Spike?
They on their way, Ken.
Nah.
Boom.
After Brunson beat his ass the next round, then he going
to
be there.
Mitch ain't going. Because Tatum about to put his ass out. Halliburton ain't going.
Halliburton.
Indiana going to beat the Knicks, bro.
I have no faith in Halliburton. He was up and down playing the league.
Sheldon, I have more faith in Tim Burton more than Halliburton. You said the same stats that I seen. I watched the game. Y'all know I watched these Knicks games. That nigga, he scored a three-pointer, did a layup, and he was gone for the rest of the game.
He was done.
That nigga looked like he clocked out, literally. He was done.
That man can have 20 and 15. The next game, he had 4-3. I'm like, who is this dude?
I got to pick my daughter up from work, boss. I'm out. He had to clock out.
Oh, you want me to play both games?
Right. These last 10 minutes, y'all got that. I'm out, bro.
I just think y'all need to slow down on Jalen Brunson.
I think you need to speed up on him, kid.
See what happened to Jalen Brunson last year when he went up against a real team?
Who was it?
To my Miami. Where Miami at this year, Ken? Exactly.
So do you feel like that about Ant too?
No, what I'm saying is that y'all are putting Jalen Brunson in on Ant's level.
He's a borderline.
Y'all putting Jalen Brunson in a borderline superstar level.
He's just a
flash in the pan. He's just having a good moment.
He ain't a flash in the pan.
If you want to keep it a bean, in Nick's words, Brunson has been more consistent than Ant this year.
Here y'all go. And this shit ain't going to end well for any of y'all. I'm telling y'all right now. I'm trying to calm y'all down.
Like I said,
there's Jalen Brunson, who's ascending. And Jalen Brunson is good. He will be good. Star. All-star. Has he made the All-Star? I'm sure he made the All-Star, right?
I think he did.
He was this year.
Yeah. But come on, man. Y'all going too far.
I think Minnesota. I don't know what Minnesota and New York.
You liked him in Dallas, though. You know he's been good.
And I still like him. What do the kids say these days? I'm trying to get the glaze off y'all, bro.
You put me on. I ain't never even heard that one.
I had to look it up.
You had to write that down.
I had to look it up. I was like, I'm going to add that one to mine.
I'm like, what the fuck are they calling me?
Like, what is this glaze shit? I don't know, but it don't sound like I should like it.
I don't want no glaze on me.
No ditty, no ditty.
The definition of glaze is pause.
I don't want to shit on Jalen Brunson.
It sounds like you're doing
it.
Just
saying. But I'm getting close.
I'm getting close.
I've seen this man struggle like last year, you know. But I still mess with him, bro. But I don't know.
I think it might be time for my top five off the
yeah.
Oh, off of that.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know. I feel like this is a setup. All right. What y'all got with this top five?
Cue me up, Jalen, super producer. Top five playoff performances of this season. Ken, number five.
Paolo.
Hey, that's my guy, bro.
Hey, man, I am a fan. Other than Jalen Brunson, as far as being impressed by just not knowing of the game before this, he's been doing his thing. Number four, Kyrie. Just offense, defensively.
That's what he's impressed me more than anything.
They asked him about his game after the game yesterday. He was like, y'all seeing what I'm doing on defense, right?
Y'all know what
I could do on offense, but y'all seeing what I did on defense, Ken. He's pointing that out.
He's becoming Uncle Drew, bro. This is his transformation. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number three, one of Ken's favorite players, my guy Luka, man. As impressive.
Balling.
Continues to be impressive. I'm amazed by what Dallas is doing. Number two, obviously Ant, man. He's been doing his thing.
Number two?
Talking shit. He's been doing his thing.
This is why I fuck with you, y'all. I'm about to walk off this fucking stage.
You need a pre-screen these shits before they come out.
MVP of the playoffs right now.
FIFO, four straight. This man is in his bag, fellas.
Four straight. 40?
Y'all looking up in his bag. Y'all talk about Paul George and has a bag. This man got a bag.
Four straight.
And
40s.
He's in it. All playoffs, he's been in it.
And he getting other stats too. He got assists and rebounds too.
Hey, Lou, he got a Birkin bag, bro. Tell him about that bag, bro.
FIFO, don't give me no fake X and O's basketball shit right now. I don't want to hear FIFO. I don't want you to go coaching or none of that. He's the number one player in here right now.
And I shout out everybody. That's the best list Lou ever did. And like I said, I shout out the other four, I shout them out, and especially, but
Brunson deserves mention.
Lou gets all the flowers and roses, bro.
Perfect timing too, Jalen. Thank you, sir. That was perfect timing coming out what Ken was saying.
On the greatest NBA contract in NBA history.
He getting paid
like Scottie Pippen back in the day.
I do like the Luka joint though, because he, bro, I don't, I don't, I think the Clippers, bro, what he did to Paul George and Kawhi,
he's done hard, it before, bro. You didn't want to believe it the first time.
I didn't say that. I've always said
Fuck all that. When it was COVID year, and it was in the bubble, and Luka bust both of their, and they came back down.
I said Luka just ain't done shit, bro.
Okay, that so what has he done? He's gone since that time.
He's actually. On to the Western Conference Finals. One time. But shit, like, the way he was mopping the floor with them, I felt bad for him, bro.
We've seen it before. I didn't feel bad. It was expected.
I like the fact that he was talking the whole time. I love the energy he had.
That's the cloth he's cut from, man. Like y'all niggas just late.
To who?
To Luka. Especially the man in the blue. He didn't want to give him no flowers. We've been saying it.
I just said the man ain't done shit, bro. That's all.
You didn't even want to acknowledge this guy.
You know.
Run back the tape.
You know why?
Run back the tape of a couple years ago. This nigga was hating.
This is what they do. I'm not going to even go there, bro. Let's go, SGA. I'll send the boys on. And it's funny. Yeah, he looks so good. Ooh, with,
that was it right there.
Kyrie there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Discredit the
got
white
his
boy.
Little black sidekick, bro. Kyrie and he had to replace Jalen Brunson when he realized Jalen Brunson.
You're right.
And shit, Jalen Brunson was the one that got to the Western Conference Finals. If we're really talking,
I don't even know who that is, but he killed.
So you know, Jalen Brunson was the one that did it, bro.
Okay.
So you know. Anyway. Yeah, that's all I got, bro. Yep. We got a couple of super chats here. Let's see what we got. Melanin Man. I don't know if anybody effing with the, bruh.
The niggas.
All the white folks go ahead and say and read this.
They got to say it in their head. That's
hilarious. They were helping and recover like a championship squad. And with Ansman Tattle leading the way, smiling at dudes on defense and ish. Wow. All right, Melanin.
That's
a little too melanin, bro.
That's a funny nickname.
It is funny. Minnesota's defense had a double double as a team: 12 blocks, 10 steals.
Mm.
Dang,
that's spike crazy play, in a playoff game.
Yeah, Spike plays better defense than Joker.
I'm pretty sure he does.
I like how you spell defense Canadian style, Rob.
Spell defense with a C.
Yeah,
they ain't got no S's in Canada.
Dallas PD is looking at Rasheed Rice for allegedly giving the beats to a dude at the club over the weekend. It's amazing how dudes will crash out.
100%.
I don't know if that was a double entendre.
Yeah, it was.
That's fine.
Yeah, wow. He's gonna be probably suspended for over half the season. He
really?
I think so. Yes. He's gonna face.
He did the hit because he did the hit and run, right?
Yeah, the hit and run thing is gonna be a hefty.
Oh, this is the same dude.
He tripping. They're gonna make an example out of him. The hit and runs thing, of course, and then going into this, they're gonna definitely make an example. He's gonna miss.
So
over
what,
half
what happened at the club? He just whooped somebody's ass for no reason or what? Like, what's the?
I don't know the details. I know they are looking at him though. I knew that part, but I didn't see.
Crazy after that accident.
Exactly. It's like, look, and I understand that he's young or whatever. He got money now. But look, bro, after the first incident,
sit your ass down.
And if you like, bro, go play you some Madden. Go play you some 2K. Go work out. Tell your homies to bring some chicks. You know, like, bro, like, stay out of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lay low.
Look at Chet, sorry ass.
Did
bro.
You see? That was Kyrie.
Kyrie with the steal, but look at Chet. Sorry,
Kyrie cooking.
How you look?
Yeah,
and then that's the next one. So I want everybody to take mental note of how much shit he talk about Chet home.
Look at him. He folded over.
he got hit in the face.
He got his hand slapped. He got his hand slapped.
Ken, he frail, man.
And it's probably red right now. And he's probably going to go put ice on it. And he pretending like he got slapped in the face. Look at Giddy. Can't wait to get his 13, 14 points.
You gotta pay that Kendrick. You gotta pay that Kendrick. They not like us.
Hey, Ken, I was going to say, you know, he don't go over 16.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Y'all boys brutal.
Nick, is Brunson already a greater all-time Nick than Carmelo Anthony? Ooh.
That's the most disrespectful question I've ever heard on this damn platform.
Absolutely.
Don't you ever say that ever again. Don't ask me no question like that. Hell
what
nah.
Did Carmelo, win, Nick? Thank you.
First of all, Melo is solidified as Nick's royalty. So he's already in his own thing. Brunson is carving his own path. We don't compare niggas.
Amari Stoudemire did more for the Knicks than Carmelo.
Anthony Mason did more for the Knicks than Carmelo. Mm. You the only one with a Melo shrine in your house. That's what your background was. You just changed it.
Nah, nigga. Melo got his own path in New York. Brunson creating his own. It's not like you jump ahead to go over Walt Frazier, nobody like that. Nigga, you just got your own shit.
See, now you wanna be on my side. I be trying to tell you, Nick. I'm trying to slow these dudes down. This is shit you're gonna have to deal with.
Hey, these New York fans is crazy too, bro. You seen the shit today I sent to y'all, nigga, what y'all seen on the internet that's circulating, bro. I'm the same one in the room type shit.
Damn, it must have AI or Google must be listening to show that liquor commercial. Last one, the delusion duo, Spike and Nick.
Spike's paws. <That's hilarious. laughs>
Oh, appreciate all that. But yeah, man, that's all I got. Y'all got anything?
Yeah. Hey, did y'all see the Tom Brady roast?
No, we're watching that.
Yeah, shit was 3 hours long.
I watched most of it. Yeah. Hey, man, I watched it, man.
He had his chips and dip, Nick.
Boy. It was funny.
It looked like a lot of white people commenting to me, so I was over. But yeah,
he put his photo on D&D, Ken.
Who was the funniest person, sir?
It was some chick. Well, like I said, I'm not finished.
I know who you're talking about. She'd be on Joe.
Man, it was a white dude too. I can't remember the dude's name, man. But I watched it because I miss old school comedy where anything goes. Mm-hmm. And they kind of went back to that where ain't no holes barred. I mean, they said some of the worst stuff you could ever think of.
Hey, Sheldon like that, yeah, Make America Great Again comedy where he talking.
Nah.
How they used to do.
Oh man. Nah, nobody watching that, bro.
You got to take a look at it. Right? Yeah, it's on Netflix. Take a look at it. Just the first part. Just
why?
Look at the jokes. Just for the jokes, man. It's everybody's funny in it though. Mm-hmm. Everybody's pretty funny. Jeff Ross starts it, and this
Kevin Hart hosted it, right?
Yeah, Kevin Hart hosts. Mm. There's a couple people on there that was pretty funny.
Get him to host anything, boy.
Yeah,
with white people.
Did you hear somebody said that Aaron Hernandez joke was crazy.
Yeah, it was a ton of Aaron Hernandez jokes. They was on Aaron Hernandez bad. They tore up Giselle bad. They tore up Aaron Hernandez.
I heard a clip where Tom got mad because they was fucking with Robert Kraft
about the massage thing. Yeah.
He got mad about that?
Yeah, that's the one thing he was like, he said, don't fucking say that no more. But other than that,
right,
they tried to make it seem like he wasn't really mad, but
he was mad.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, roast, there's no holes barred in roast.
That's what you're here for.
And it's worth watching because it's not just, you know, they're not just going, they go at Tom Brady a lot, but it's everybody.
Each other, yeah.
Like they tear up everybody on the stage. It, like that's the best form of comedy now because you don't, like, everything is so watered down and there's so much stuff you can't touch that you need stuff like roast because that's the only place you're going to get real comedy.
Mm-hmm. Last thing before we get out of here, look like Caitlin Clark might be all right. She put up 21 in her debut.
Yeah, let me ask you, what do you think about that? I noticed that people are saying, like, they're talking about all that she's getting, like they're rolling out the red mm-hmm. carpet for her. Y'all think that that's wrong, or
it's what?
Yeah,
wrong? Absolutely.
Why is it wrong?
Accommodating to a superstar is wrong.
I think because they didn't care. Until it was a certain type of superstar.
Nah.
With nobody
else. So, that's where I disagree.
How?
That's what I was going to say.
Who else? Because Caitlin Clark is literally the female version of Steph Curry that is changing the men's game. And now we have somebody in the women's game. It doesn't have anything to do what she looks like. It's how she plays. She plays, Ken.
One of the biggest things that you said too, it's a female version of Steph Curry. And we've already had the experience of Steph. We didn't know how big Steph could be. Mm-hmm. We've seen how big he can be now. And we see her and we like, oh shit, Mm-hmm. Let's prepare for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. My thing about it, the only reason I'm not tripping about it is because she put eyes on the game. There's so many people who are heavily anticipating the WNBA season. We've seen it with all these girls coming in, but she's the ringleader. So you got to cater to what the fans are going to want to see. These
the Great White Hope. So the Great White Hope going to come in.
It's not about
she's
that.
Coming in.
It's
and now
that,
all the black people that. And everybody but else that has done all this shit, now they get them
it's not about
charter
that.
Flights.
People are reacting to it, though.
Now Kim. They getting yeah. played on Disney Plus.
They
it's
have reaction. To move her games to larger stadiums.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't doing that for, like, the other people.
Right.
Like,
no, the money's no, there.
And it's nobody not else has required this type of accommodation that she has.
Right.
It ain't just because she's Caitlin Clark. It's because people are responding to it. They charging 40% more for the tickets, not because they can, but because people are paying for it's it. Because,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, right. They're paying it. They're
I can't believe
it.
Y'all. I can't believe y'all.
Like Asia is one of my favorite players, but Asia.
Who?
Asia Wilson.
Oh, bro, I didn't know what you were saying.
Asia okay. Wilson was one of is one of my favorite Asia, players.
Bro. Yeah, Asia. They play in a 7,000 seat stadium. They have to accommodate now, well, most of the people in the WNBA do. They have to accommodate now when Caitlin Clark comes. 14,000-20,000 people because those are the people that want to see her. That's the demand. It ain't the WNBA telling people to come see her.
She's a rock star.
People want to see her.
She's a rock star and they paying to see her. So you got to accommodate. She's brought more attention to the game than it's had all. Like I said, Asia is one of my favorite players, but Asia did not garner the support.
See, he ain't ever talked about Asia.
I ain't never
talked about Asia.
He ain't never talked about Asia like that.
I'm talking about Asia all the time.
Asia, how long you been on this show? A long time. How long she been in the WNBA?
Asia from South Carolina.
How long
about
you been
South
in
Carolina
WNBA? You've talked more about Caitlin Clark on this show than Asia.
No.
And when he does mention Asia, it's right after Caitlin Clark.
No. Y'all know I ain't care nothing about Caitlin.
This is the most he ever said the name Asia on the damn show.
Yeah, I love Asia. I ain't never talked about Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is just there, but I'm a South Carolina homer for sure. And Asia is South Carolina royalty.
I do like Asia Wilson, though. She is a superstar.
Yeah,
and they were,
bro. As soon as, bro, I don't know. I it's clear as day to me, and I think you guys are making peace with it because you guys are justifying these moves by saying the demand is there, and because Caitlin Clark and this, that,
what
and other.
What do you mean justifying the moves, Ken?
Justifying them rolling out the red carpet for this white woman.
So hold on. Let me ask you this, Ken. Is it not her game that got her the buzz of college basketball? No, wait. Just answer the question.
We know the answer to that question.
So what is it?
We know the answer is yes.
Okay.
That's why y'all started talking about it, because of the white woman.
It's not because she's white. It's because how she plays the game. It's not.
But her being marketed does, like, her being the way she looks, like, it does help with the market.
That helped it. You're right.
But the
crux of what we're talking about is it because she's white or not?
Do you it's honestly believe if there was if Asia shot like fucking Caitlin Clark, are they doing all this
stuff?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark is walking right now so Juju can run. Now, you will be right. I'm telling you, if we don't get this same recognition,
why the black woman got to run?
Because she's just going to be moving at a faster pace, Ken. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is this. You will be right if they don't do the same thing for Juju, because she is going to be a much better representation of the women's game.
But
not only can she shoot, she looks the part.
I gotta turn off
she sounds thing. The part. Like, she's going to be that person.
Yeah,
so all of this is the foundation for Juju.
But you're right, though, Ken. And the reason why the part I agree with you on is
the black woman can run.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Man, but you're right, though, because them stands be lily white now. But and you're right. That's probably why a lot of them supporting them, but. Hey, she's definitely
box office, but it's just like, yeah, like, bro, like Candace Parker.
It's not because she's white.
Candace Parker just retired and she had literally like a fucking Hall of Fame career. And they won't ever remotely look at her like how they looking at Caitlin Clark right now. It's like they've already had great WNBA players. It's just interesting that this is the first one that's getting marketed to us. That's
correct.
My thing.
Yeah. But it wasn't the WNBA that's been marketing her, though. She's been in college.
But it's Candace Parker
week in the league.
Remember Candace Parker, Skylar Diggins, like all them, they all came
in. They were in the league. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I'm saying it's not the WNBA that's behind the hype machine for Caitlin.
In college, to go into the league, they was popular.
Right, but they didn't catch lightning. I don't think the WNBA even knew how to market.
They don't know. They still don't know. They ain't figured it out yet. Yeah.
They still don't. As a matter of fact, we know they hadn't because they didn't even make these games televised knowing that she was coming.
This is the last minute they had to throw them on HBO Max.
Because somebody streamed it, broke records.
Yeah.
So they still don't know what they're doing.
Who's the MVP last year in the WNBA?
Asia.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't want to get her charter flights for her, huh?
No, because wasn't nobody
didn't
want to
put her on Disney Plus, huh?
I mean, did you
see? What'd you say?
Not enough of us watched and supported.
Nobody was watching, right?
Mm-mm.
Mm. But if she was white.
It would still be the same.
She had been in the league.
You know why?
She
would have moved the needle. Because Diana Taurasi is arguably the Sue Kobe Bryant of the WNBA. Mm-hmm. And the needle didn't move like that for her. And she's white.
She won 3 out of 4 championships in the NCAA.
And she's white, Ken. It's because she wasn't doing anything that transcended the game.
How long ago was that?
She just retired.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Why does that matter, Ken?
About 15 years.
What's her name? Taurasi.
Taurasi.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that matter, Ken? What matters is that she's white and they didn't roll out the red carpet for her. And she was part of Gino Auriemma's crazy NCAA run, Ken. She was winning championships at high school and college in the pros. It's the fact that the way Caitlin Clark plays the game, it's the future of basketball. Mm-hmm. And she is the female version of Steph Curry.
You know why they didn't do that for Diana Taurasi? You know why. I don't even know if I want to even say it because they might demonetize the channel.
Yeah.
But it was a problem for her. It was. So, yeah, she's white, but there was something else they didn't like about it either.
I just found out when I Googled it. I didn't even
see,
know.
See, too. You see what I'm saying?
I didn't even
you
know.
You see what I'm saying?
I didn't even know.
You see what I'm saying? It's not the type of whiteness they want.
But you don't know the case. We don't know the case. It ain't like that. Like, we don't know that ain't the case for her yet.
Hey, man, you know, she probably been better.
Breonna Stewart is the same thing, too. We can talk about Breonna. Breonna is a league MVP. She plays in New York. Nobody pays attention to who Breonna is.
None of them people move. Caitlin Clark is different.
She plays the game differently
from the way they did. Even with Diana and how dominant she was, Caitlin moves the needle, not because she's white, because she plays the game differently, Ken. It looked like Steph. Like, we've never seen a woman do that.
Mm-hmm. Even Ionescu, same thing. They just didn't move the needle. She came in with fanfare.
Now you're finna see Juju hooping like Kobe, and that's gonna be the next one. I'm like, damn.
What Deanna and Breonna share in common?
What do they have in common?
Who?
Breonna and Diana. What do they have in common?
They're white.
No.
This is the place where sports
I'm telling y'all, I read the article, okay? I read the article. I don't know if it was on Athletic or somewhere, but that was her sexuality. Their sexuality was an issue. And that's why, and I think even they were saying it, that's why they were not marketed and pushed in that way.
But Ken,
even though they were white.
But you understand that the majority of the WNBA, their sexuality is the same as Diana.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Because of that, they were reluctant, they being the man or whoever, to push them. These are things that they said in the article. So I don't know what Caitlin is. But all I know is I'm saying that when you're mentioning these two people, these are things that hurt their marketability.
But it's not because that she's white. That's the only point that I'm trying to make. I'm not disagreeing. It's the Eminem effect. Does it help that she's white? It does. Yeah. I'm not going to lie there. But it's not because she's white. It's because of how she plays basketball.
Okay.
She just happens to be white.
As somebody say, yeah. Clark is a Rose old school. So, you know, so yeah. So, we cannot ignore that her being white and able to play the game is a big factor in what they're doing. It is. It's not this because this is America. This is how I don't understand how this. Never mind. All right, man. This has been a great show. we've had a great time with you guys. but yeah, we're gonna catch you guys next time. We out. Peace on.
Peace.
Peace.